Pretty much in prayer as the seasons change that folks around will have adequate heating sources and wood and oil laid by, that they'd be able to survive through the winter months. And we need to be much in prayer that God would spare us from a very hard winter and watch over us. We just thank the Lord for allowing us to be in His house this morning. Had a great time last Sunday. Appreciate everyone being at the picnic there and the hayride. It was just a wonderful time together. I thank the Lord for it and for the adults listening and letting the kids play first in the bouncy house before they got in, and everything there. And we had a good time together. We thank the Lord for it. If you will, get your songbooks, your white songbook. Turn to page number 478. 478 in the white. 79 in the white. Whichever one there. I'll just check in and see if everybody's paying attention. 479 in the white. For the promised land. We're thankful for those that got their tickets last week and are bound for the promised land of God. We're thankful for those when they get saved and pray for them that God will lead them, guide them, strengthen them in His word, and watch over them, protect them, because we know Satan will attack. If you've walked with the Lord very long, it doesn't take him very long that he wants to bring you down if he can. And we're thankful that we have one that's greater and will bless us far beyond measure. We're thankful for His love this morning. As we go to the Lord in prayer, let's continue to pray for those that are lost, that God would save their soul before it's everlasting too late. Let's remember all of our sick. I ask that you pray for Brother Phil. He's went for his biopsy there on Thursday. He's having some prostate issues and went for that biopsy. He's now has some kind of infection and is running a high white count and was running a high fever of 105 yesterday afternoon, and when he got to the hospital, it had broken. but they were still giving him the antibiotics and things, trying to get him in better control. So just keep Phil and Marlene and the family in your prayers there. Dustin and Ashley, I believe, are leaving today for a cruise, so remember them as they'll be traveling through this time also. So let's keep them in our prayers. Brother, let's continue to pray for him. It's good to have him back today. And just each other, let's keep each other in our prayers that the Lord would strengthen us through these times and watch over us. Remember Brother Butch there, as he's been having some health issues. Lift him up in prayer and continue to pray for him. So let's remember this. Elvira Krause also is in the hospital there at Allegheny. So let's remember her as well. Nancy Wooten Reeves has had a hip replacement. She's already had to have a shoulder replaced, and now has had a hip replacement, needs another shoulder replaced. So let's keep her in our prayers also. Anyone else with a prayer request this morning? So let's remember Joyce, she'll have gallbladder surgery on Tuesday. What did Mitzi find out? She's got to have more surgery too, so let's keep her in our prayers also. I believe Stephen goes back in November for another check, so keep him in our prayers. When they go back to check it, everything will be okay this time. So let's remember David Lambert. He's had his ordeals as well. So let's remember all these prayer requests. So let's remember Tina Mabe, been having headaches for the last few days. And also Bob Murphy, as his cancer has returned, his bladder cancer. Anyone else?
Yes.
So let's remember Gene with his aortic aneurysm on the 13th. And Sister Shirley will have surgery on the 14th. So let's remember all these upcoming surgeries. So David Edwards had his prostate biopsy and it come back good. So we're thankful for that. Any others? Amen. Carol Gilly. So let's remember this. Also, we've got a prayer of thanks. I had you pray for my brother in his job situation with Lowe's, and he got a call this week and didn't get hired, so we're thankful for that. So he'll be starting there, so we're thankful. So let's continue to pray for Brittany and Matthew, and we're glad for the visitors they've brought with them today, so keep them in our prayers. Amen. We're thankful for that. So been praying for Darrell as well. He got his job, so we're so thankful. God answered prayers. Anyone else? Amen. So let's remember Ivy and her son as they're traveling. Brother Bob. Amen. So we're thankful for the food that you brought to Brother Bob. Anyone else? Amen. So let's remember this man and his journey back to recovery and getting over all these broken bones. And the Lord will bless him through his schooling and he'll be able to find a new path. Anyone else? Yes. Let's remember as they travel. It's going to be cold out there in Colorado now. Anyone else? By uplifted hand. Anyone that can and will, please come to the altar for prayer. Brother Ronnie, would you lead us in prayer this morning, please?
sound like, I think I could sing a George Beverly Shea song this morning with the cold I've got. My voice is kind of low, so y'all just pray for me. But, you know, I'm glad we got a great big God.
Amen.
And he shows up sometimes, most of the time, when in my life, when I get to the end of my road and I don't know where else to go. I'm at my end, but guess whose beginning I get to, and that's God's. I pray that, that you know him this morning.
Would you ask a blessing on the offering, please?
Our Heavenly Father, come to you once again. Thank you for watching over us another week. Thank you for bringing us back to our house again. Would you bless everyone that came out this morning, bless the one that is unable to attend. Now, as we take up this offering, will you bless it that we may use it wisely for the upbuilding of thy kingdom. Amen.
Amen. All right, let's start making our way back to our seats. All right, got a few announcements right quickly. And then I believe Daryl's supposed to sing for us this morning. We have a fall revival at Pine Fork Baptist Church with preacher Jeff Dollar, October the 15th through the 18th, 7 p.m. each night. Special singing each night, so if you can go out and be with them at the church there at Pine Fork, they'd appreciate that. Once again, that's October 15th through the 18th at 7 p.m. each night. Anyone that has a youth form that Wes passed out last week, if you have those filled out, please return them to him or Cassandra. And if you did not get a form for the youth group, please get one of those and fill that out for them so they can get the information there and return those to them as quick as possible. We'd appreciate that. Also, I believe Bridget's got an announcement she was going to make. And I'll go ahead and say I don't believe I've ever met a dessert I didn't like. I don't need it, but I don't believe I ever met one I didn't like. So anyway.
Let me add to that. This is Pastor Appreciation Month.
Okay, birthdays. Let's go over those right quick for the month of October. We have Aiden White is on the 4th. Melissa Vestal the 7th. Daniel Teague is the 13th. Brad Mabe the 14th. Teresa Bender the I've got one date, don't have anybody there. Teresa Bender, is she the 20th?
Yeah.
Okay. And Ron Zapkick, the 22nd. Zach Bennett, the 22nd. And Will Vestal on the 27th. Anybody else with a birthday in October that we don't have down? Who? Sheila's? When is Sheila's? The 22nd. So we got three on the 22nd. So put Sheila Caldwell on the 22nd. All right. Everyone stand to your feet. Let's sing happy birthday to these folks. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, God bless you. Happy birthday to you. Amen. We appreciate that. And also for Megan and Wesley's pounding, they are some things there in the back that people have brought in, some things I believe downstairs that have been left. If you didn't get a chance, I apologize. It was so late on the reminder yesterday. It slipped my mind, but then when Phil and everything in the hospital, I tried to get it on there, but if you didn't get a chance to bring your stuff today, if you want to still bring that, we'll make sure it gets to them. But everybody that brought your stuff today, we appreciate that. If you haven't had a chance and want to go back and see what all they do have so you don't make duplicates or whatever of what they have, if you want to check, it'll be in the back. So go through that, look at it today, and check it out. Also, for the secret pals, there's some bags on the back. Ladies, if you go back there and check for your name. There was one I was trying to look on and to see who it belonged to, but there was no name. It's in a happy birthday bag, so if you brought that and it's to your secret pal, you need to put a name on it because I couldn't find it to remind them that it was back there. So there's some back there, so check and see if you've got one and take that with you. We'd appreciate that. I think that's all the announcements I have. Brother Mark wants to share with us just something right quickly about the upcoming election ballot. If you've not heard, the county is wanting to vote on liquor by the drink. It is going to be on the ballot. He's going to talk to you about how it is marked on there and the difference on the ABC stores to let you know. So that's something we need to vote against as Christians, not having liquor by the drink in this county or furthering the availability of it in places that will cause problems. And these other places, as Christians, we need to stand up, and now's the time that we need to stand. So Brother Mark, if you'd share with us about this.
I just wanted to bring it to everybody's attention because a lot of folks are not aware. Maybe you've heard that the commissioners had voted to put it on the ballot to vote for, but this is the way it's going to appear on the ballot. There's two things that you got to vote for, or hopefully against. The first one, it says to permit the operation of an ABC store. Don't we have one? This is the one we have is for the town of Sparta. So how the taxes are dispersed from that one is going to be different. The county has to have the tax money coming in from it. So from what I understand, it's still going to be if that passes, it's still going to be the same store, but the paperwork's going to be handled differently and the taxes are going to be handled differently. So the question folks are having is, well, if we don't vote for that, are we going to lose the one we have? The answer is no. So the other one is to permit sale of mixed beverages in hotels, restaurants, private clubs, community theaters, and convention centers, for or against. So I just wanted to bring those to your attention, and I do have some copies of these ballots. And it'll give you a chance to also look at some judges and make sure, because judges are important, you need to make sure you're voting for one that's hopefully has Christian values. Amen. And there's a NC Court of Appeals has 19 different judges to choose from. So good luck on figuring out which one is best there. But I'll set some of these in the back when we get done.
One of the important things is, though, not to vote for the support for the county of the ABC store and the tax money and the liquor by the drink. So please, please vote against that if you will, please. And our convictions there, or my conviction is, I can tell you how I would vote. I would vote against it, but that's just myself. So at this time, I'm going to ask Darrell. I believe that's all the announcements that I have. Oh, one more announcement before I forget it. There are some peppers out front at the door. If you'd like some of those, pick those up. Vernon didn't bring them this time. Stan did. So there was a mistaken of pepper identity there with who had brought them for just a few moments. But anyway, Stan brought those. So if you'd like some peppers, Please pick those up as you leave today. Brother Darrell, if you would, please.
We're gonna do this song here. We didn't get to try it a little today, but that's all right. We know it pretty well. It's appropriate for this time of year. It's called God's Coloring Book.
And while he's getting prepared, if I could just ask for some prayers for our Sunday school class and all the youth throughout our whole county. I think missions, us being a missionary Baptist, is extremely important. And small missions make a big difference. And so we're trying to get our really young people interested in doing things like sending cards to the soldiers that have some biblical scriptures with it, and sending things to the children's in the Ebenezer's home that have biblical scriptures. They start out doing that at a young age, and they're going to be more apt to continue their mission work as they get older. So just pray for the youth, like I said, in our church and throughout the county as well.
Today, as I was walking in the field just down the way, I sat down on a fallen log to pass the time away. And as I looked around me, the more that I did look, the more I realized that I was viewing God's coloring book. A golden ray of sunlight, a silver drop of dew, soft white floating clouds sailing across the sky of blue. A yellow dandelion, a pretty evergreen, and some red and orange flowers growing wild along the stream. And the more I look around me, the more that I do look, the more I realize that I was viewing God's coloring book. Greatness in an old man's hair, the pink in baby's cheeks, the blackness in a stormy sky, the brown in falling leaves. And the multicolored rainbow stretched across the sky, and the purple haze at sunset just before the night. And the more I look around me, the more that I do look, the more I realize that I am viewing God's coloring book. Then I turn my face toward the sky and say a silent prayer. And though God doesn't speak to me, I see Him everywhere. He is all around me. He's everywhere I look, and each new day is but a new page in God's coloring book. Each new day is but a new page in God's coloring book. Oh,
and one last thing. I'm sorry. There is a sign-up for the Christmas play in the back, if y'all be praying for that. We're going to have some shirts, and that's why I need everybody's names on there that's going to be in the Christmas play. We're going to be making special shirts this year with a slogan that I'd like y'all to wear to church, to a school, because the slogan's going to be something that they're going to have to, people are going to ask you, what does that mean? And that's going to open up a door for you to start witnessing to people. So I need everybody's name. And if possible, put your shirt size beside of that so that I can get some shirts made up for the Christmas play. Thank you.
Amen. Anyone else with an announcement or anything anyone knows of? Remember that. Also, on October the 10th, on Friday night, we will be having an apple peel and applesauce cook-down. And then on Saturday, we'll be doing the apple butter. So remember this. If you'd like to participate, there'll be plenty of apples for you to peel. So we're looking forward to that, cooking it outside in the old-timey way, in the kettle pot, a big copper kettle pot, and having a good time together there. So just remember that, and that'll be this coming Friday night and Saturday. So remember this. Matthew chapter 6, if you will, turn your Bibles to Matthew chapter 6 this morning. Also, on the first Sunday in November, I'm going to be having a special veterans service to honor our veterans here at the church. I've also invited our VFW here in town. If any of those guys would like to come to have a special recognition for all of our veterans here in our church, as well as in our county, many times they don't get the recognition that they deserve for what they have done for the country and to give us these liberties. So we'd like to have a special service for them that morning, and I'm asking the honor guard to come, and they're going to do a little special thing that morning. So things will go just a little bit different on that first Sunday of November, but we'll still have our regular church service also, but we want to honor our veterans that are here with us and show them appreciation for all that they've done for us. Matthew chapter 6 this morning, as we look into the Word of God, it's important that these young people that are coming, as she made mention of, this little three-year-old, her first time experiences in church this week and different things there and coming today, we're thankful that she's in the house of God this morning, and we're thankful for all of our young people that's in the house of the Lord this morning. I want to encourage you to learn the Word of God, to study the Bible, and to learn and grow in God's Word, that you will have a good foundation to build upon, and that you will have something for your life that no one can ever take away from you, the belief in God's Word, and study God's Word. It's important that we know God's Word so we know what's right, we know what's wrong. When others try to steer us different or believe the way they do, know what you know, believe what you know, and know the Word of God inside and out, and seek. In verse 33, we're going to go in chapter 6, then we're going to go back into the rest of the chapter for just a little bit and pull out some parts there that we feel important for today. But chapter 6 of Matthew, verse 33, it says, "But seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Take therefore no thought for the morrow, for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof." Now we look in these scriptures, and there's something very important that it points out right off the bat. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. Not when it's convenient, not when you get around to it, not when it's a convenient time, not when the preacher gets on your toes and makes your feet hurt, but seek ye first the kingdom of God. How can we seek the kingdom of God if we don't read His Word, if we don't study His Word, if we don't attend His house? How can we seek after the kingdom of God? We don't know where to be seeking at. If you don't know how to read a map, when you open it up, it looks like a picture with a bunch of lines on it, and bumps and mountains and different things that it shows there. If you look at a topographical map that's got the contours of the land laid out upon it and all the circles and different things it shows on there, you don't know what you're looking at. You have to study it to be able to read it, to find what you're looking for. It's the same thing in God's Word. If you are looking for the kingdom of God, you have to have His Word inside of you to know His Word to be able to find it. You may start a journey. You may wonder where it's at. But until you get into the map of God, you can't find where the kingdom of God's at on your own. You have to know the Word, and it has to convict your heart that you start looking in the right direction to be able to find the kingdom of God. And what the kingdom of God wants us to do, and what God is wanting us to do here upon this earth. Now, there's some places that think that this is going to be heaven. My friend, they can have it if they want to. I got a lot better heaven waiting, and it's the kingdom of God. This is the kingdom of God also, but He's going to cleanse it and get rid of all the sin off of this earth and make a new heaven and a new earth one day. Thank God it's not going to be like it is now. It's not going to be sin-cursed. It's not going to grow briars and brambles anymore when God cleans it up. It's not going to be these thistles that we have to deal with now. Thank God it's going to be a perfect place that God intended from the start. But thank God we need to seek first the kingdom of God, not what satisfies our heart, not what satisfies our soul, not what fills our belly, not what takes us and makes us feel good that we've done the good for this week, that we've done our good deed. Many people think they're doing good deeds and they're going to heaven and dying and going straight to hell because they don't know Jesus. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. The first, the kingdom of God. We're seeking the kingdom of God. It's got to be the first thing that we look for. We can't be mission-minded, as it was talked about for our Sunday school classes, unless we are seeking the kingdom of God to see others in need spiritually and physically to be able to reach out to help them. Until we have the proper eyesight, everything that we're doing is for our name. But when we do it in the name of God, He tells us as much as just giving a glass of water that we are doing what He would have us to do as Christians. It doesn't take great big earth-shattering events to be recognized by to do the will of God or to seek His kingdom. What it takes is being obedient to God. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. Now, I've seen some self-righteous people in this world that needs to get down on their knees and find the righteousness of God. Because it's not the same thing. We can tell ourselves everything I'm doing is okay and it'll be all right because it don't bother us anymore. We've got a seared conscience and think our righteousness is okay. But it tells us in God's Word that our righteousness is as filthy rags. God's righteousness is what we need to seek after, just like His kingdom. He set the example. He set the pattern for my life. And all He asks me to do is to seek after it. He doesn't say I have to be like Him. He said seek after it. Try to be more Christ-like. Try to be more God-like and have God's mind at looking at things. It's not easy. It's not easy. God didn't say it would be easy. If it was easy, everybody would do it. But everybody don't do it. Those that listen to God and hear His voice and hearken unto it are the ones that follow God. We got to seek His kingdom. We have to find His righteousness. It says, all these things shall be added unto you. Do you remember King Solomon, very young man, when it was turned over him to rule the country and he prayed, he asked God to give him the wisdom to lead His people. He didn't ask for wealth. He didn't ask for big houses. He didn't ask for a pretty wife or all these things. At that time, he's 8 years old. He asked for wisdom. He wasn't thinking about a wife. Now, at 8 years old, I was probably thinking about Hot Wheels. Or playing Rescue 51 with Mama's Filter Queen vacuum cleaner. It had that little hook. She could make that lasso with that cord. Or her ironing board I turned into a slide every chance I got. Kids, you're looking at me funny. That's called imagination. That filter queen became a rescue truck. But we got to look for these things. He said He would add these things to us. I've had health problems. That's the only way Satan is going to touch this body and affect me. He can attack this old flesh, but thank God He can't touch my soul. Amen. He can't affect it. Thank God I've got a perfect body waiting on me. One day I'm going to take it and put it on. Because I couldn't stand it right now. But thank God one day I can. But He said, seek first the kingdom, His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Well, preacher, I'm going through all these hard, difficult times. I think God's forgot about me. No, He knows exactly where you are. The trials you may be going through is to test how faithful you may be. And is God having to drag you kicking and screaming and dragging your feet through the sand instead of being able to carry you because you're not willing to allow Him? You know, sometimes we get unwilling to listen and He has to drag us along. Take therefore no thought for the morrow. We see, don't we all make plans for the morrow? I mean, we're all human. We all expect it to happen. As people that made plans yesterday for today who are in eternity now. Sometimes we worry so much about tomorrow that we forget the blessings of this day. We forget to appreciate the small things that God does for us. Take therefore no thought for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Now, I'm not saying stick your head in the sand every day and don't think about tomorrow, but don't worry about it so much that you can't live today. God wants us to live each day as a sacrifice unto Him, to spread His word and to share it with others that they may know the love of Jesus. That we can be the love to those that are in need, that they can see what true Christians are really about. Not just filling a house on Sunday morning, having pretty carpet on the floors, a good air conditioner, fans at work, lights at work, bathrooms inside. That's not what makes a church. That's a building. What makes the church is each soul that's sitting here this morning. That's the church. That's the bride of Christ. Do we present ourselves as the bride of Christ always? We don't always do that. Sometimes we forget the position we're in, and we want to be the bridegroom and Him be the bride. It doesn't work that way. We have to fall in the proper order in following God. For the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. Satan's making his plans for tomorrow where to attack you. He's got his plans for today where he's going to attack you. The things he's going to do to you. He's at the willing and the ready. And all he has to do is he waits for God to give him permission to come against you, to try you. Oh, he don't still do that, does he, preacher? Yep. Just as he did with Job, he's still going to the throne room of God today. And he may say, there's old Donnie. Lord, let me afflict him a little bit. Let me test him. Let me try. God has to say, okay. But I know Donnie's still going to be faithful and true to me. You go ahead. You can't touch his soul. You can't touch his soul. Well, there's this other Christian. Let me afflict him a little bit. Let's test them. See what happens. Unfortunately, a lot of us, in times of trials and troubles, fold. We take it as a punishment from God, but it's not punishment from God. He's already there. As he said, when he's at the end of his rope, God's just at his beginning. When we don't have any way out, God's already figured it out. God's got his hand on it, on the controls. Now I want us to go back to the first of Matthew chapter 6. Man, time's flying by. I think somebody put a turbo on this clock. Take heed that you do not your alms before men to be seen of others. Ye have no reward of your Father which is in heaven. Therefore, when thou dost thine alms, do not sound a trumpet before thee, as the hypocrites do in the synagogue and in the streets, that they may have their glory of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. If we're seeking the kingdom of God, he tells us that as we go out, whatever it may be to do that we do, whether it's putting our tithes and offerings in the offering plate, whether it's going out here and finding a family that's in need and helping them, whether it's donating to a charity like the Samaritan's Purse or the Food Closet or some other charity that you may donate to, or there's many of them out there, the American Heart Association, the Cancer Society, all these things, do you do it and blow a trumpet when you do it to draw attention to yourself? If you're doing that, you're not seeking the kingdom of God. God tells us that when we do those things, not to sound a trumpet as the hypocrites do. And there's many people, don't get me wrong, there's many people that are hypocrites. They are hypocrites. And the lost world will say, I'm not going to church with a bunch of hypocrites. But let me tell you, if you have anybody tell you that, there's one thing wrong with that problem, or one thing that you say, the hypocrite is still closer to God than you. Don't be a hypocrite. Believe what you believe, walk what you believe, live what you believe, be a child of God 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Now we're in flesh and we're going to fail. God knows we are. He didn't say we was going to be perfect all the time. He don't expect us to. He wants us to strive to be better each day, to grow stronger in the love of God, that we may show others that love, that they may want to seek Him and get saved and start their life new with Christ and start on a new path. But when thou dost thine alms, let not thy left hand know what thy right hand doeth. Don't sound the trumpet. That's that jangling noise that we were talking about, that we become is a like beating upon a metal object, a harsh noise. Blowing a trumpet before, ringing a bell. I'm coming through, ding. Here's my money, everybody see my check. But there's so many that want that recognition, that honor, and they have no reward from heaven because they have the reward of men. That thy alms may be in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret himself shall reward thee openly. This also has a double meaning. If we're doing the will of God and we are putting in secretly and we're not sounding bells and whistles and we're doing things for God like we ought to be doing, God will reward us openly. Also, if we are being in mischief and think we are hid by the cover of night, if we are being disobedient to God behind everyone else's back, God still sees and we can be rewarded for those actions as well. And the things that we may go through. We had an incident here just the other day. God sees all. And God knows all. And we pray that He brings them to the justice to pay their penalty for the things they've done. But I'm thankful that when I went before a judgment seat, that I had one that pled my case. And I pleaded guilty because I was guilty of sin. And God, the great judge, gave me life through His Son, Jesus. And when thou prayest, thou shalt not be as the hypocrites are, for they love to pray standing in the synagogue and in the corners of the streets, that they may be seen of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. But thou, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet, and when thou hast shut thy door, pray to the Father, which is in secret, and the Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly. Do we enter into our closet to pray? We need to. Now, I'm not saying you have to go into an actual closet to pray, but shut the doors of your mind off to the things of the world for just a few moments of time. You don't have to say a verbal prayer. You don't have to repeat it over and over again. For God to know what's on your heart, He already knows what you're in need of. But He wants to hear that sincere heart. He wants to have a conversation with you. He wants to hear the prayers of thanksgiving, the prayers of help, the prayers and concerns for others who are lost. God wants to hear that from our lips. Verse 7, but when thou pray, use not vain repetitions, as the heathen do, for they think that they shall be heard of their much speaking. You know, there's a lot of people, I think, likes to hear the sound of their voice because they sure share it a lot of times. Be not ye therefore like unto them, for your Father knoweth what things you have need of before ye ask Him. After this manner, therefore, pray ye, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Do we hallow His name? It should be sacred upon our lips. Not used as a byword, not used as a cuss word, but used as a hallowed word. God our Father, that it is hallowed. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Do you think on earth today that we are doing the will of God as it is in heaven today? Upon this earth, are we doing the will of God as it is being done in heaven today? The answer is no. Far from it, many places, many times. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. I think in America we have made our stomach our God because of how many restaurants we have. Everywhere you turn, there's a restaurant. And we go and we pray to the gods of food. We're going to starve to death if we don't get our next meal. You know, I have found, I thought, well, when they told me I couldn't eat the potatoes and bread and rice and all these things, I need to cut them out. And the popcorn, y'all. When they told me I couldn't eat, didn't need to eat popcorn no more, I thought this was the end of the world. I found out it's not. It's not. But we need to feed on the Word of God, or it will be. We find His daily bread and will be sufficient. And forgive us our debts. We are much in debt to God. But we also need to remember to forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. And many times He has. We don't understand the reason why. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Maybe that flat tire that you had kept you from a wreck on the road. Maybe because your battery was dead kept you from being in a head-on collision. We don't know. Maybe because they wouldn't take that debit card that you got at a certain place and you had trouble getting things done, maybe to avoid you from an armed robber somewhere else that you might have been. We don't know, but God does. And it's His glory. He doesn't lead us to temptation. He delivers from that evil that's out there. For thine is the kingdom. This is God's church. We are God's people. We try to live any other way, then it's no good. The power and the glory forever. He is the one that's in total control of all things. When we think that we're in charge, we're only living a falsehood. God loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. All through it, 66 books, 40-some different authors. In all of its many chapters and all its many words, it tells us that God loves us. God loves us. But He says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Friend, that's also salvation. God's wanting to save you this morning. He's got a plan to redeem you from this lost and dying world. This is the land of the dying. Thank God I'm going to the land of the living. And to get there, I'll lay off this flesh and take on a new body. Whether it's by the way of the rapture that will take place, or whether it's by the way of the grave, I'm a winner either way. I've got a home in heaven. I'm going to walk that street of gold to the throne room of God and be in that glassy sea that spreads out before His throne, singing the praises unto God because I am redeemed by the blood of Jesus. Friend, are you this morning? Have you sought the kingdom of God? Are you seeking God's righteousness? Or is your righteousness sufficient for you today? Friend, I can tell you it's not sufficient for God. He says you must have the blood of My Son and be born again. As they get a song of invitation ready this morning, if you're here and God is dealing with your heart, if the convicting hand of God is beating on your heart's door, friend, you have to open it from the inside for God to come in. He won't force His way in. He won't make you do anything that you don't want to do. And let me tell you this as well. Satan can't make you do anything that you're not willing to do also. He can put the temptation there, but he can't make you do it. So don't use that excuse, oh, the devil made me do it. The devil kept me from it, friend. Jesus is standing and said, behold, today is the day of salvation. I stand at the door and knock. Will you answer as we stand to our feet this morning? Are you lost this morning? Are you undone without Jesus? Have you ever had that experience with God that you know that Jesus has saved your soul? If you have not had that experience, friend, would you raise your hand and say, preacher, I'm lost, pray for me. If you know in your heart you're lost, that's the first step, because that's the hardest step there is to make. You have to realize you need Jesus. You have to realize that you're lost and undone without God before you can be saved. And friend, if you know that today, if you was to die, being a friend and a pastor to you, if you know that difference and you die today, and you don't know Jesus, hell would be your home. Don't miss heaven by 18 inches by a knowledge in your head and not a knowledge in your heart of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Friend, would you just lift that hand and say, preacher, pray for me. I'm lost and I need to be saved. It won't save you, but it's the first step. Is there one anywhere? One anywhere, lift it high that I can see. If you raise that hand, I want to be able to pray for you. Christians, maybe you got a need this morning. Would you just like to come and pray? The altar's open. Come lay your burdens upon it. If you know someone's coming, you'd like to come pray with them, be a prayer partner, please come. Step out and come pray with them. It'll be all right. Come pray. Come lift them up to Jesus. Come lift them up to Jesus this morning. Whatever the need might be. You may be seated where you are. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father and Almighty God, we come before you throwing grace and mercy this morning, thanking you for once again allowing us to be in your house. Such a wonderful and blessed opportunity that we have. And God, that you have provided us with so much here to be in comfort. But dear Heavenly Father, we pray that we not get satisfied in a comfort state. That our hearts, dear God, would be heavy for those that are in need of the Word of God, those that have physical needs to be able to meet them. Dear God, those with spiritual needs, Lord, to provide your word that they may be helped spiritually. But God, we pray that you work and intervene, dear Heavenly Father. Take the words that are spoken, dear God, and dear Lord, and apply them to their heart, dear Heavenly Father. May they go in and seek into each one, not just those that are listening, but dear God, myself, that I'll be more Christ-like daily. Help us to be understanding. Help us to look for the potential inside, dear Heavenly Father, of each person that we encounter. And dear God, not what the outward appearance may be. And dear Heavenly Father, for all those faces that we put on to try to hide our hurt, dear God, we ask that you break those down that we may be able to be strong for those that are in weakness. And dear Heavenly Father, for those that are in strength, that we may be weak, dear Heavenly Father, to help one another along this way to be the Christians that we need to be, that Christ may be seen. God, we thank you for these that have come this morning that are in the altar praying, Lord. We pray that you would hear their prayers, those that are in their seats, dear God. Answer according to your will, dear Heavenly Father, that we don't get in the way. But, dear God, that your will may be done. Touch those that are lost, dear God, and under conviction this morning. Draw them unto you, those that are sick. Put your hands upon them, dear God, this morning. Bring Brother Philip off the bed of sickness, dear Heavenly Father, and give him strength, dear Heavenly Father. Touch those results. Touch that prostate, dear God. Shrink it. Remove the cancer that might be there, dear Heavenly Father, and remove that. Bring the temperature under control, God, and give him a healing for his body this morning. For Sister Shirley, Lord, touch her kidney, dear God, that when the surgery time comes, Lord, that we know that you can remove that tumor, dear God, that it no longer be there. Dear Heavenly Father, that a healing take place, and God, that only you can do. And dear God, we give you honor and praise for all those things that you're doing even now. Dear God, and for the things that we can't see, dear God, by faith, we walk, dear Heavenly Father, knowing that you are able and that you will answer prayers. God, we thank you. We pray that we'll be faithful unto you. Strong and true to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the Almighty King. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.